You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
My name is Ali Casaza, and I am here to normalize moms living their dream lives and helping them create it too. I'm a mom of four, a number one best-selling author, a self-made multi-seven-figure entrepreneur, and the curator of transformational online spaces for moms. I am all about helping you design a life and a motherhood of enjoyment, pleasure, and ease. All words that are so rarely associated with being a mom. That changes now. Welcome to The Shift, babe. This is The Purpose Show. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. Hello, my amazing tribe of women. It is officially time for a huge, massive announcement. We have been building to this and it's time. So over the past 7-8 years, it has been an absolute privilege and passion of mine to serve and empower women like you through Ali Casaza, the brand, and all of my courses that have been housed underneath that brand. You guys have this determination and thirst for growth that has always inspired me to continuously expand my own knowledge and to pour that into my offerings in this business. Together, we have achieved so many incredible milestones. We have created 20 transformative courses. We have done work with over 100 private clients and guiding you and more than 35,000 students on their personal growth journeys. It's so amazing what has happened in these past years. But honestly, I believe there is so much more that we can do together. What has been built is just not big enough to hold where I believe we're headed. Your desires, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, they are at the heart of every single thing I do. It fuels my own. And that is why I have been taking the time to declutter my business the way I teach you guys to declutter your homes and just create space for a fresh approach that truly nurtures and elevates our growth, our learning, and our communication and our community in a way that the old model just cannot. I know that you are ready to keep going, ready to receive support so that you can elevate in your life. And I am now officially prepared to deliver that for you. And I am so freaking excited. I have been like stuck on what's next for the past 18 months or so. And it has been rough. Oh my God. Like I've just been really in this and trying to figure out, trying to be open for the download of like what to do next, because just I want to give you an experience that goes beyond all the limitations of the traditional course online program model. And what I've figured out is transformation is just, it's simply not like a one size fits all journey. It's raw, it's imperfect, it's pretty chaotic, and it's always evolving. And that's what this new platform that I'm about to tell you about is all about. It is about embracing this evolution, always becoming her, always becoming, you know, truly the highest version of ourselves and creating space where we can all do that together and always be growing and adding new things in a way that the course model just didn't let me. I have this relentless pursuit in me, this relentless pursuit of happiness and excellence that has led me to seek out all kinds of learnings and certifications, to devour books and immerse myself in all kinds of different programs to learn and grow, all to make sure that my coaching skills are honed to perfection for you. I want you to know how much I love you all and how committed I am to staying at the forefront of my coaching expertise. I want to provide you with the absolute best guidance on your journeys. So this is me inviting you into the next level of doing life together.
I am here to be your guide, your confidant, and the catalyst for your personal metamorphosis. This new space I've created is a sanctuary for those of you who refuse to settle, refuse to stay stuck or stagnant, who desire to grow, who desire positive changes that don't feel overwhelming to take on, and most of all, who want freeing personal transformation. This is a space where all of that can happen, and it can happen with ease and with enjoyment. So, I know you're ready. I know you're ready to break free from the confines of your past and what you've been through and who you've been, to step into your power, to embrace this journey of self-discovery that we've been on together like never before. And that's who I'm here for. This new era of transformative coaching is all about you, your dreams, your goals, and your fulfillment. So let's do this journey together. Introducing the Becoming Her Collective. Welcome to a place where your desires are honored, you have space to know, love, and accept yourself, and where you have the support and tools from me to practically create the life you truly want and have always deserved. I am so thrilled to be by your side in this. This is huge. This is a huge shift. My love, this exists purely for your growth, for your empowerment, and the amazing person that you are and are becoming. This is the shift, my friend. Go get all the details and soak it up. AliCasaza.com/collective. You get to choose your own pricing, and whatever you choose, you get grandfathered in at. So this is going, you guys know me, I am always evolving, always growing, always adding, and I always increase pricing to make sure there is a positive energy exchange and an equal energy exchange between what I am delivering and people who are coming on board and wanting to be a part of receiving that from me. So the price is always going to be increasing accordingly. Get in now, be a part of this with me at the ground level. This is huge. We are going to grow this thing so big and so beautiful. Come join now, snag whatever price feels good to you and get grandfathered into that. Be a part of this from the very beginning. I love you guys so much. I am so freaking excited and so thankful for every single one of you who are taking me up on this, getting in, joining me, and building this new castle in this big empire, this movement that I want to create with you that empowers and supports women in every area of their lives. This has gone so much further than decluttering. It's so incredible. AliCasaza.com/collective. Hello, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of The Purpose Show. I am actually in my house by myself as I'm recording this. It is a holiday weekend. Brian took a special dad trip with the kids. He'd been talking about doing that for several weeks, and they finally went, drove, road tripped down to the beach and just spent a few days together, and it was really good for them. They're driving back now, and I'm just enjoying another quiet morning by myself. I just made some tea and just had like a really nice and hard, I don't know why I said nice first, because I'm actually surprised that word would come out of my mouth first, because while there were some good things, there was just a lot that came up for me while I was alone this weekend. And I'm doing some laundry and just cleaning up things and getting shit done, and had the thought of just sharing kind of what I experienced just being at the house by myself over the past few days. So I recently ended a relationship. I already recorded an episode with more details on that. And, you know, this is really my first breakup in many ways. I dated someone for like 8 or 9 months in high school, like a family friend that was like 4 years older than me. Like, we did not have a physical relationship at all. It was very high school, very like, I don't know, I barely even remember anything. It didn't really impact me, I guess. I already like knew Brian, and he had been a friend of mine for like a really long time. And I was kind of like shifting to like, oh, like I kind of like this guy. And I don't know, I ended that first relationship with this guy and like, it just feels like it didn't count, you know? I don't know if you guys have anything like that, but it didn't feel like a first love or anything like that. It just, meh, whatever. And then, you know, you guys know a bit about the story for Brian and I. Like, we were like high school sweethearts right at the end, the tail end there. Went to prom together, started dating at the very end of high school and got married a couple of years after graduation. We grew up in a religion where, you know, marriage was very glorified and getting married was really like, it was important. It was mandatory. It was the goal. It was just very, very glorified is a good way of putting it. And so that's just what we knew. You don't have sex. You don't move in. You get married. And so we did. And it's just like crazy to me that we did that and that people like not only allowed us to, but like encouraged, like they were like, yeah, like that's obviously the next step here. You know, 19-year-olds, go ahead. And so then, you know, with our divorce story, we've been really transparent about that. And it was just very different. There were for sure a lot of tears, but they happened over the course of several years and lots of conversations over those several years where Brian and I were just very open with each other. There were no secrets. There were no like harnessing this like secret plan or a desire for him to leave or for me to leave. Like we were just talking and processing. We were undoing a lifetime of a belief system that we are no longer, you know, associated with, that we no longer subscribe to and believe in. We were undoing religion and trauma and looking at everything in our lives and going to therapy both together and separately. There were periods of time where we would be working with a therapist, you know, a different therapist, but going individually at the same time, if that makes sense, and just processing that work together. And the ending of our relationship as a marriage was very unique. It was very unique. And I can't speak for Brian's experience. He actually speaks for it himself on the podcast in a couple of different episodes. And you can go and listen to that if you haven't heard. But for me, like the sadness and the tears came from my own inner turmoil in our marriage and like my own like realization of sadness. Like, man, this is just, are we really going to break this mold? I'm scared. I'm scared to break the box. I'm scared to like not be with you every day. Like it is sad. I love him. He's my best friend. And so there was a lot of things like that. I definitely obviously like had times where I would cry because of like, you know, Brian disappointed me or hurt my feelings or whatever, like a normal, typical married couple, of course. But there just really wasn't like this breakup point where it was like, okay, I have to wean off of this person. I have to like, I don't know. Like it wasn't like sad and aching and heartbreak, like not at all. It was just a very weird undoing and a very sad, slow, thought out process. This relationship that I have been in with the man that we've so lovingly called Mystery Man on Instagram. This hurts. This is my first experience being like a wreck over another person, over another like this type of breakup, this type of like, I guess, standard breakup for lack of a better word. And at the same time, it doesn't feel standard at all because of the situation. And there are so many details about how Mystery Man and I met and our relationship and what we experienced together and our connection and the details of him and his life and how he loved me and treated me and just poured into me and held space for me and how where I'm at, you know, energetically, emotionally, mentally, even physically, and things I'm going through with my body and my health and working through, you know, more layers of this fucking hormone disorder, PCOS. Like it's hard. All of it. There's so many details of all of the layers that just cannot be understood from an outsider's perspective and don't need to be understood. But it's a lot and it just feels so unique. It feels painful. I miss him. We decided to go no contact for 3 months, which is awful. It's awful. The last day we saw each other, we just held on to each other and we had a really good conversation. He was super emotional. I was super emotional. We were very open with each other and we agreed on kind of like the I hate saying the word rules, but just like the boundaries around this decision we were making to really try to honor the space that I was feeling I needed, the shit he needs to go and work out for himself, the fact that I am not emotionally available to carry that with him and be all like supportive, and I can't give another a partner what they deserve right now. And I wasn't trying to meet anyone. I was not trying to meet this man. I was not trying to be in a serious relationship by any means for a very long time. But you can't control who you meet and when, and you can't control the connection and how you feel and what happens. You can only control your response to it. And so we have had this amazing love and this incredible relationship that has been one of the safest and most beautiful experiences of my entire life, honestly. But it's like a timing thing. There are a few details that I don't know will ever shift, whether I shift or he shifts, but really it's just, the biggest issue is just timing. And so we saw each other for the last time, you know, really recently, and just had this conversation and made these decisions. We set a date in our calendar. It's actually December 1st, 2023 at the time that I'm recording this. That's the date we set. It's not December 1st right now. It's I don't know. It's barely September. But we set a date for December 1st. We made a reservation together. I'm going to meet him at that restaurant on December 1st in the evening. And we are going to have dinner, reconnect, talk, see where we're at, how we're feeling, what's been going on, catch up. And that is the only thing getting me through right now because I am so sad. And it's really interesting because my attachment style is anxious. I have an anxious attachment style. So I want to run. I want to run back. One of the boundaries we set with each other was we both blocked each other in our phones at the same time, which hurts so much because I don't want to block him. But it's really just a double layer of accountability that we're not going to call and reach out in moments of weakness, which I've already had several. And I'm thankful for the extra wall because it made me push through the hard shit, which is what I want to talk about today. But I don't even know what I'm saying. What I want to, now that you guys know all of this kind of background, what I want to talk about is being in such an uncomfortable place of heartache and pain. I cannot look any further ahead than right now. I know that I have this date with this man, this incredible man that I care about very deeply. On December 1st, I know I'm going to see him again. I know I'm like not never going to see him again. But right now we just need to focus and we need space. We need to get out. We can't still stay connected or keep it lighter, keep it more casual because the feelings are so strong. It's just not going to work. So we have this plan. And this weekend, the kids left with Brian. It was a perfectly timed trip, but I was also terrified of the timing. Like, oh my God, Brian's going to take the kids and not only are they going to be with him like usual, they're going to be gone. They're going to be in another state having, you know, a special trip with him. So I am literally going to be alone in this fresh breakup, like these raw emotions in this house, just me and Phoebe and Pico, like, oh my God, what is this going to be like? So basically, I have had such a wreckage of emotions just ripping through me. It has been intense. I have just never had to process anything like this in my entire life. And I've got a lot of tools in my toolkit from therapy and energy work and, you know, reading tons of books and somatic therapy and cognitive behavioral therapy and emotional freedom therapy and all these different things that I know to do. And I've been using them. And the thing is about these tools is they're not going to suppress emotions like I'm so used to doing, like so many of us are so used to doing. They are going to bring them up even bigger and so that they can all come out and they can actually be felt at a very full level and then be processed. And it sucks. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It absolutely sucks. It's really fucking hard. It's ugly. It's embarrassing, like in front of your own self. Like it's just, it's a weird feeling. I have shared on the podcast in the past my very unhealthy tendency to numb out when things are stressful, when things feel overwhelming, when something feels too much. I have in the past like been avoidant with myself and just not wanted to feel my feelings, especially really hard, uncomfortable ones. And this weekend, I could literally see my growth. I could literally see not only was I not numbing out, I wasn't, you know, like binge eating or, you know, drinking or going out and being busy. Like I mean, I'm just going to be super vulnerable with you guys. I was just speaking with a good friend of mine who unfortunately lives across the country. We were talking the other night and she was sharing with me how, you know, she going through her life changes and her stuff and her big emotions and healing from her trauma and all her shit, she's used sex to numb. And when she was talking about that, I was like, oh my God, I didn't, like I kind of knew and I've thought about it and like noticed like unhealthy patterns when I was first newly single and figuring things out for the first time because I never dated. I never slept with anyone else. I never, other than Brian, like when we were engaged, like I never did anything. And so I was realizing like, yeah, actually me too. And so I felt that tendency. I felt that tendency this weekend, like just go numb, just go out, go be busy, go do something, just avoid. And, you know, I did have plans to take myself out to dinner and like, you know, it would feel good to like get dressed and go take myself to like a nice restaurant and have a really nice meal that I don't have to cook for myself and all of that. And I fully had plans, but when the plans came, I just wasn't feeling it. I wanted to stay in the house in my sweatpants, listening to Taylor Swift sad songs and like a journal and candles and just process my fucking heavy feelings. And I did. I listened to that pull because I've always had the pull, the intuitive nudge to like, what if we just felt these feelings? What if we just leaned in and processed this? And I would ignore it. I would suppress it with, you know, oh, I'm just going to open this bottle of wine and like have a glass. A glass is like 2, 3, 4. You don't like it. I'm just going to like order myself a nice big dinner. And then I binge eat. I inhale it. Like I'm not even tasting it. I'm like mindlessly just inhaling this food just to numb, just to feel something else. Like this has been my pattern. And I, you know, I understand it. I know where it comes from. I know it's a trauma response. I've done all the work. I get it. But this weekend was really one of the first, possibly, I think it was the first time that I not only like, I mean, I've leaned into the hard stuff and processed things in the past for sure. But it's always been like after I like catch myself kind of numbing out, catch myself avoiding. This was the first time that I just straight up was like, no, I'm sitting in this. I'm not running away. I'm not going to pretend. I'm not going to suppress. I'm not going to hide. I am going to open these floodgates and just let it rain, let it pour. And I sobbed like I have not sobbed in a very long time. I mean, just like years. And the pain, the love, the adoration for this man, the sadness of the timing, the frustration of it, the anger of it, the everything just came pouring out. I ended up like, I walked outside of my backyard. I got in my pool. I was just like crying in the pool. I was sitting on the couch, snuggled in a blanket. Like the animals were looking at me like, what the fuck is going on? I was crying so loud. I was journaling. I wrote a letter to this man. I wrote a letter to myself. I processed self-betrayal. I processed all the times I did things with men for approval, for them to think a certain thing about me, for me to be, you know, the wild girl, the pleaser, the one that they would remember, things that I didn't even want to do. I apologized to myself. I processed that. I processed all the times that this man, my mystery man, was so kind to me and good to me, and I could not receive it because I didn't know what to do with that level of safety and acceptance. I wrote out so much and cried out so much, and I know I'm not done. I know there will be more tears. I know there'll be some more scream therapy. I know there will be a lot, but I did a lot of the work. I leaned in, and healing is not my job. It's something that I get to experience to honor myself and honor my emotions. So my point in just talking through all of this with you here is when we stop ignoring, we stop avoiding, we stop suppressing, and we stop numbing out, and we just look inside and we take a real look at what is going on and what we're feeling and what the reality is, it's going to come up. Guys, I literally, like, I'll just give you a peek into this, a deeper peek into this weekend. Last night, I was like, really like, okay, this was my night where I was supposed to go to dinner with myself. And I was just like, you know what? No, like, I don't want to. I'm going to stay here. And the second I made that decision, I started to feel this overwhelming rush of emotions coming up from almost like my sacral, like chakra area up into my gut and up to my heart. And it was heavy and huge, like a tidal wave. And I'm not going to shit you. Like, I started to panic. Like, I straight up could have had a panic attack. I did not, but I felt like I could have. And like, there's no one home. There's no one in my fucking state. Like, what am I going to do? I literally started to panic. I tiptoe ran over to my couch and like was talking to myself out loud. Like, okay, here it comes. It's coming. It's a lot. It's going to be a lot. It's going to be a lot. It's okay. And like, I just let it out. Like, I have never experienced emotion like this. That there has been so much work, so much healing, so much processing that now, like, I got through it. Last night was so hard. Do you know how much I wanted to email him or call him or tell him, like, forget it, just come back? But no, in my heart of hearts right now, I know this is the right thing for me. And I did it. I got through the night. I leaned into the hard emotions. I leaned into the hard shit. I processed it. I felt it. I honored myself. I wrote letters and then I burned them. I released things. And side note, I woke up this morning after all of that purging and all of that releasing, and my period came. It hasn't been coming. I have not been having a period. It's been late, and it came. Like, my body was able to release because I emotionally released, and it was beautiful. So where are you pent up? Where are you avoiding because you're just too scared to look? You're too scared to feel. Where has there been abuse, trauma? Where has there been things that no, I don't want to deal with it. This shouldn't have happened to me. I shouldn't have to deal with it. I don't want to put myself through dealing with it. I don't want to relive it. Where are you not looking? What is waiting to come out so it can stop sitting in your body, so it can be out and you can be free of it? That's the challenge. That's the work. Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more like behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed, follow me on Instagram at Ali_that's me, or you can just search Ali Kazaza and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster, and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to alikazaza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style.
I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show.